Radio Bones Live in 3, 2, 1.
More fire, yeah. More fire, more fire, more fire. This is the right place, this is the right time. Out with the heartaches and with the clear minds. We got our eyes set, all laser focus. We're gonna go get all that we chosen. Cause we know better now than we know before. We are the only ones that we have been waiting for. And we got all we need to brighten up this space. We are the wildfire blazing the human race.
Alright, what's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio. You can always tune in on Saturday nights from 10 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, January 19, 2013, and that track is off our first guest new album called Electric Innocence. That is AshRuez.com. We had him on the show as a special guest last week. He has such amazing energy and music. I want to have him back on this week's show as our music artist. So Ash Ruiz will be joining us as our first music artist. And just to give you a little background, he's performed in front of tens of millions of people all over the world. He used to travel with a group. People have called him Child of John Lennon. He does workshops, talks all over the world. He's also been featured at the United Nations, on ABC's Good Morning America, and in large spiritual communities and performances throughout the world. So he's an amazing, amazing just ball of energy and inspiration. So Ash, a shout out. Love to have you back on the show again in the future, and look forward to the interview tonight. We also have some world news updates for our one and only Ryan Matthew Dernick. He's going to be updating us with some politics, financial stuff, earth changes. We also have Orion Council 5D updates from Krista. She's Ambassador of Light and Channel for the Orion High Council. We also have Arcturus Ra joining us as well, Ambassador Arcturus Ra. He's also from the High Council of Arcturus, and he also works on Arcturian technology. We're going to get into that tonight because I have some amazing, very cool announcements to all the light workers and just to everyone out there. We have some amazing projects going on, me and many others that I've been collaborating with, so we're going to go into that a little bit tonight with Ra and Krista on the air because it involves them directly. We're going to get some health and wellness updates from our one and only also Wynn Fox from Wynn Fox Herbal. He's going to be on tonight talking about some health and wellness. I think he said he might want to do a meditation to get the breath going. Very important with what's going on, the transformation energy. It's always good to just stop a little bit and breathe, take some deep breaths in. We also want to give a shout out to Crystal Tones, which is also another way to help quiet the mind when you have crystal bowls, and we played them on the show before. And that tone, that frequency, sends out that nice vibration. So we'll be playing a little tone, little crystal tones later. We also have Laura Johnson joining us on the show, houseoftransformation.com. She'll be joining us talking about some amazing projects that she's involved with and doing and how she's helping transform the planet. And we also have a special guest all the way from Tokyo. We have Rora joining us, artist, musician, model, and crystal bowl master. She's practiced all over the world, but she's joining us from Tokyo. She'll be joining us. Check out loverora.net. So hang on. Here's some more of the new LP, Electric Innocence, from our first guest, Ash Ruiz. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
We don't need no water. Let the Mother Earth burn.
We are evolving beyond our differences. We're problem solving like cosmic citizens. We know that voice starts inside our own hearts. So here we end it before we send it. Cause we know better now than we know before. We are the only ones we have been waiting for. And we got all we need to brighten up this space. We are the wildfire blazing the human race.
Starseed Energy Radio. with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Zidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And also just want to give a shout-out to all the listeners out there for thanks for your support, continual support. And check out our Facebook page, Twitter page. We have the iPhone app, Android. We're always putting out new stuff, information every week, news articles, whatever we can. So it's about getting the information out because one by one is how we awaken. And there's so many things going on. Now is the time to really get this information out. Lots of things happening, good things happening. So stay connected with us. As always, follow our Twitter, Facebook, whatever you can. And now we're going to jump to our first guest, a very exciting guest who I just ran into and happened to meet last week down in South Florida. We had him on the show as a pop-in guest last week when we were at Dr. Lee Victor's house. And I loved his music and his just spirit and who he is. So I'd love to have him back on the show. And he's joining us now. So Ash, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me. Hello, Jonah. I am feeling delicious right now, especially tuning into the energy of everyone listening.
Excellent. It's so amazing you said that, because that's what I want to start off with is when you were touring when you were a teen and you were playing for millions and millions of people over the world, it's sort of like you've taken that energy, like harnessed it, and like you travel with it, because when I first met you, your energy is like pulsating. It's like you could tell, you know, and that's what it's about. It's about taking in that energy, all of us, and radiating it outwards. And, you know, cosmic beings is something that was mentioned, you know, in your song, which we opened up with, you know. And I want to start off with going a little bit into that, Ash. You know, what is a cosmic being? A lot of listeners out there may not know, or, you know, fans of yours. So talk a little bit about, you know, what is a cosmic being to you? You know, where that came from into the song and what that song, because it's such a powerful song, was really about.
Yeah. Well, when you mentioned the word cosmic being, I just saw, let's say, a 57-year-old woman sitting down in her rocking chair, having a glass of lemonade on a chair that's supported by an amazing ground, a ground that's supported by an amazing atmosphere and the planet, and then every star holding the planet in its orbit and soaring through the universe. I mean, cosmic being is the unavoidable reality of everything in existence. We are all here as the universe experiencing itself, atoms studying atoms, brains naming brains, and this moment, communicating to this moment, celebrating this moment, and ever exploring all the possibilities of this infinite blossoming. So, from the most simple, mundane thing to the most bright, brilliant, etheric, fifth-dimensional deliciousness, cosmic being is all experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are so many ways to put it, but, you know, how you explained it is very much so, meaning that spiritual beings living a physical experience, you know, incarnated in these bodies and really co-creating together this reality. That's why it's so important to get your music out, to get this radio show out, to get all this information out, is so people are aware and remember how powerful every single one of us are and how we all can take and make a change in this world to sustain it, because it's not sustainable the way it is now. So your music is amazing because that's the message it puts out, and that's so important.
Thank you very much. And the way you just expressed that is music to my ears right now, and I'm so happy that this radio station exists and that the message is getting out there, the invitation, the hello there, you are beautiful and radiant, because it's amazing. Even with all the information we have to share, that's really all the heart is saying to itself is, hello, you're here, you're fast, you're brilliant, you're inexhaustible. So this is great.
And that's the reality. You know, like you said, everybody is. All of us are leaders in our own ways, and that's why I do motivational speaking, and I try to use every outlet I can to talk to kids in schools. I mean, universities. I just did 5 weeks across country with Living Is So Big a couple months back. I mean, getting that message out, you know, and you're definitely doing that with your music. And talk a little bit about more of some of the projects you do, because you don't just do music, but you do workshops, you do all sorts of things. So, tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you in 2013, what you're taking part in.
Wonderful. Well, you know, that's one of the yummy consequences of living from the heart, resting in the heart, having the heart blasted open by this amazing, wondrous experience of life, is everything that then comes forth, is here and arises for benefit, for not just the benefit for one group of people or one kind of subculture, but benefit for everybody everywhere. And so, yeah, the music comes through in that way. And also I have workshops and retreats and hold meetings or satsangs of just human beings coming together, acknowledging all of the different thoughts and ideas that we have, and acknowledging that no matter what kind of thoughts are present or what kind of descriptions or stories are present, there's an aspect of us that is vividly clear and effortlessly alive and beaming forth. And when we're able to rest in this spaciousness and this open presence, oh my goodness, every aspect of life is delicious. We begin to see that everything is a benefit, and all of the things that we're usually trying to avoid or get rid of are seen as really juicy vegetables that can be juiced, and we can really benefit from the juice. Or as someone, my grandmother used to say, sometimes it takes shit to make the flowers grow. So we start saying everything is fertilizer. That's fertilizer. And so it's a joy to be here and to share and to give and to serve. You know, this is the year of giving. This is the year of serving. This is the year of loving. This is the year of celebrating. This is the year of noticing and awakening to what's always awake.
Absolutely, and you're doing it in what way and inspires you, which is your music. And I think all of us have our own creative ways, and that's what all of us should be doing. As I was told when I first started Awakening to Energies, is you need to do what your creative outlet is, and the more you create and follow that, the universe will support you. If you're working a 9-to-5 job and you're miserable every day, and you're projecting that, and you're saying it, oh, I hate this job, blah blah blah. That's the reality you're going to stay stuck in because you're literally projecting that out every day. So what we're saying is do what you love, because that energy, there's nothing more powerful, and you could do it. You could rock it out. Just do it. I did it, and many others have done it, you know. And that's what we're sharing.
More and more.
Exactly. More and more. The energy is here right now. The manifesting is so quick. It's been unbelievable. I'm sure you've recognized it. And you've shared stages with Deepak Chopra, Don Miguel Ruiz, who I just got honored to meet down in Mexico, and some of the top people, spiritual leaders in the world. And, you know, it's just sharing that message. Talk about some of those experiences with Deepak and Don Miguel and how those events went energetically when you're around those types of people and the energy that you feel. You know, versus when you're a teenager, you know, when a teen band singing to millions of people, how's the energy different?
Yeah.
How's the experience?
Yeah. You know, well, one thing that's really fun that I just love to clarify in my experience, when I was a teenager, I really was, my allegiance was towards all that we're taught, all that we're learned. So my allegiance was to being a separate somebody, being an ash on a planet, feeling certain things or not feeling certain things, and then I had an experience of total openness where I noticed that, you know, all my feelings and thoughts and sensations were continuously shifting and changing and rising and falling, and that what was always stable and present was the moment. And so, And in that, I started noticing that no matter where I was, if I was experiencing anything at all, I was experiencing my own story in the moment. So if I was somewhere and I felt an energy in a particular way, it was my story about the energy that I was experiencing. And in living and relaxing into open presence, I noticed that anywhere I am, there's nothing but open presence, open kindness. And that's the energy of unconditional love, the energy of peace, the energy of acceptance and freedom. And so being with these beings, we toured with the Tibetan State Oracle of the Dalai Lama, and we've done performances with Eckhart Tolle, Gangaji, a lot of the wonderful luminaries of our time, serving as the soundtrack for what it is they were talking about, because our music is a soundtrack for the awakened heart, and it was just glorious to be present, to celebrate the waves, which we call things that come and go and things that change, our descriptions, the living mandala of experience and phenomena, and to celebrate the open, unchanging stability of effortless freedom, and celebrating that those two are one and the same, kind of like freedom, awareness, infinity is a bright fire, the bonfire, and phenomena is its warmth. And so it's a really delicious experience.
Absolutely. I mean, things from over the years have shifted tremendously, obviously, in your consciousness from how you explain living as a teen, being individualized, so now helping others connect to that unity consciousness, and that's what this is about. So with that, Ash, thank you again for coming on the show, and we'll be playing your music throughout the show off your new album. Absolutely. It's Electric Innocence. Amazing title. I love it. And your website is ashruiz.com. Ash, thanks so much for coming on the air.
Thank you. Big love to everybody listening and to you, Jonah. Thank you.
And a shout out to Dr. Lee Vickers for hosting us last week. It is how last.
Love Dr. Lee.
And Vickers. All the burners. Shout out to all the burners out there with your new video also. Check out Ash's new video.
Burners.
It's awesome. That's it. We'll have you soon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nobody, because reality is cooler than what we believe. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're now joined by Wynn Fox, our next guest, who always comes on the show with some health and wellness updates, and we're going to do a little something special tonight, as I talked to Wynn Fox a little earlier. Wynn Fox, what are we going to partake in tonight?
We're going to do a little bit of a meditation, a little bit of deep breathing, and just a little bit of an energetic cleansing for the body.
I know you come on the show a lot, and you talk about different tinctures and stuff like that you make, which is important, but obviously, the breath is also very important, so you're going to take this time tonight to just slow down the breathing, walk people, and they should do this every day, correct? A little 5-10 minute meditation to help them with their...
It really does help. A lot of people forget that air is one of the most essential ways we make energy, and we create energy for our body, and that's why a lot of diseases that affect the respiratory system can just be so devastating. They undermine one of the basic ways we create energy for the body, so sometimes it's good to just practice taking some deep, full, slow breaths and really letting that air sit down there in the lungs. It's been said that we only use about 20% of the air that actually runs through our lungs. So sometimes just letting it sit in there without letting it restrict the breathing passages can really just make you feel a little more energized. That's why there's a lot of both Ayurvedic and Chinese, as far as Qigong goes, breathing disciplines that help to, you know, extend those breaths and help to really use that air to make energy for the body.
Amazing. So let's jump right into it. I got my crystal bowl from crystalsingingbowls.com, and while you're doing that, I'm going to chime the bowl a little bit. So just tell everyone what to do, walk them through it, and we can begin.
Alright, just make sure you're relaxed. Start taking some deep, full, slow breaths. Envision all of your stress, anxiety, and worry flowing out each time you exhale. With each breath going out, all that stress and anxiety flows out with it. See peace and relaxation come in with each in-breath. Feel the calmness flow down into your body tissues with each breath, going down, starting in the head and the neck, flowing down through the lungs and the stomach, to the hips, to the waist, and down each leg to the feet and toes. Feel the stress and tension leave and the relaxation and peace radiate from every pore of your being. Feel your body be totally relaxed and comfortable. Now imagine seeing any sickness or disease inside of you as a dull, dark, negative energy, and start sending it out of your body with each out-breath to form a ball of black energy in front of you. See this dark ball of energy in front of you and envision a bright white light in the center, breaking up the darkness and radiating outwards towards the outer edges of the ball or circle. Any darkness the light touches turns into white healing energy, white healing light. Now, the light has completely absorbed the darkness, and all that is in front of you is a ball of pure white healing light. Feel it flow back into you as you breathe in, strengthening and healing your body as it comes in. Feel the ball of light in front of you as it gradually gets smaller and smaller as it starts to enter your body. As the last of it flows into you, let yourself become calm, centered, and at peace with the world. Then gradually open your eyes and feel that calmness and that centeredness and that peacefulness return with you and help to give you clarity in whatever you need to accomplish. And anytime you feel the need, you can do this meditation to help yourself kind of get through any stressful situation, to give yourself a little bit of calmness and clarity when you might need it the most.
Absolutely. And what, you know, one of the most important things I learned back in, what was it, 2007, when I was actually in a drug rehabilitation, I was, you know, so racy in my head. One of the things they told me to do is at night take 20 deep breaths, and that will put you to sleep. And I did it every night, and it actually works. If you just lay there and take 20 deep breaths in, all full breaths all the way in, hold it for a few seconds, then all the way out, within, you know, 20, 30 times, I was out just by controlling and slowing down my breathing. And I still do it to this day. If I have like a really, I need to get to sleep and my mind's still going, just stop and take some deep breaths. And it also helps open up your lungs, which also helps flow more blood and oxygen through your system and everything else, right?
That's right. It just helps realign everything in your body. It helps kind of put you back on that point of being centered and being in control, and just feeling like you're coming from a place where you're grounded and ready to deal with anything, you know, on an intercellular basis, to even showing itself also in the emotions and then just in the functioning of the body. Like you were talking about, helping you to calm down to go to sleep. I mean, a lot of people forget just how healing the breath can be. It can be its own form of medicine. It's really wonderful and amazing.
Yeah, and that's it was amazing that I even learned to do that. Luckily, when I went to rehab back in 07 for my drug addiction at the time, they had meditation and yoga, which was like a class, whatever, that you had to take. And that's really what first got me into feeling these energies and stuff, was actually going to a class, stopping, taking time, breathing, visualizing it, and going into that. So it was a good thing I went to rehab. Otherwise, I never would have meditated or did yoga.
It's amazing the places you can find inspiration in life. You never know where life's wisdom is going to seek you out and find you.
That's right. It's all an experience, and you know, that's what we're here to experience, this amazing thing called life here on Earth. And again, as always, thanks for coming on the show, Wynn Fox, with Health and Wellness Updates, and we'll have you back on soon. And you can also check out some of your tinctures we sell in the store if you check out starseedenergyradio.com/store. So thanks again, Wynn Fox. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks, Jonas. Thanks for having me, and have a great night.
Absolutely. Here's some more of Ash Ruiz, Electric Innocence. Right, I wanna be that boy, be that boy, be that boy that got something.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Jumping into our third guest of the evening. And just for the new listeners out there, why we have so many guests on the show is because there's so much different information being put out there. And people perceive and receive information differently. So the more information we can put out, the more information we can help to awaken people, be aware, and just make the right conscious decisions. So with that being said, joining us on the show is the one and only Ryan Matthew Dernick, who has been with us for a while, always updating us on world news, events, updates as they unfold, and he's with us now. So, Ryan, thanks for coming to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, John. How you doing?
Doing real good. Had some great interviews so far. We just did a little meditation with Winfox, which is always good to slow the breath down, but it's good being back in the mountains in North Carolina. I do miss you guys in Florida. I was with you guys last week, but it's good being back in these beautiful mountains, and I know you know what that feels like. So, What's been going on in the world? There's lots of things going on, but let's jump into some earth changes. What earth changes have been happening around the world the last couple of weeks?
Definitely. Earth changes. Coronal mass ejection hit the Earth's magnetic field January 19th at approximately 1715 UT. The impact appears to be weak. Nevertheless, high latitude sky watchers should be alert for any aurora borealis, so there could be some northern lights in the northern hemisphere or farther northern hemisphere. Solar and heliospheric observations photographed by the CME emerging from sun's southeastern limb occurred on January 16th, and basically it shows the ejection is headed toward Earth. It's a marginal CME, though. It's only a C-class, and that should reach on the 20th. And later this year, Comet Ison could become bright enough to be seen in the daylight when it passes through the atmosphere of the sun at the moment. However, it's a cold and lonely speck. and it's about 600 million miles away, and then in late 2013. But however, it'll be much closer. The key date is November 28th, when apparently it's going to pass through the upper portion of the heliosphere, and thereafter it's going to be as bright as the moon and have an immense tail. So if that occurs, it'll be a pretty impressive sight to see. Just for any sky watchers out there that want to check anything like that. And in other news, latest earthquake, nothing much seismically, Jonah. The most recent earthquake was a 4.9 magnitude, a depth of 117 kilometers in North Island of New Zealand. Other than that, there hasn't been a large earthquake over the last week. Within the last 2 weeks, of course, there was the 7.6 off the coast of Alaska, west of Craig, Alaska, to be exact. Into other news.
I heard about, yeah.
Yeah, you heard
which
about
is,
that.
Pretty, and yeah, which is pretty big for Alaska.
It is pretty big. It is pretty big for Alaska, and it's notable. They had a tsunami warning, but, and there was a slight tsunami in and around the area of proximity to the epicenter of the earthquake. But other than that, it wasn't a large tsunami, a Pacific tsunami that it impacted anywhere else in Hawaii or other regions.
A fun fact for you, Ryan, is the largest tsunami ever recorded was actually in Alaska. An earthquake triggered a glacier to like break off, and it was actually in a lake. But,
you're talking about that.
1,100 feet high, I think it was.
Yeah, it was. It was close inside a bay, and they had a documentary on it with a survivor, and I remember.
So you know about it. I thought I'd give you a little fun fact, but you already knew it. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. In other news, Kvaert reports that the volcanic tremor accompanying the ongoing eruptions of Plaski Tolvaček has doubled in amplitude over the past day. The tremor amplitude is again strong enough to obscure seismic data recorded in nearby Bezmiani and Klesovieksia volcanoes. Moderate seismicity accompanies extrusion of lava and other at Kamchatka, Cone, and Kitsman volcano. And so the eruptions are getting so violent and around it that they can't even use detection devices right now. So on to other volcanic activity, a low-level earthquake swarm continues beneath Mammoth Mountain volcano in California, and with magnitude 1.3 event recorded earlier today, basically showing the instruments located with Long Valley Caldera show an inflection trend with a swarm onset around January 15th. So just a couple days ago, so there was a swarm of earthquakes in and around the caldera over there in Long Valley, California. And then there's another mixture of possibility of fuego that had a mixture of wind noise and small local, larger regional earthquakes that dotted the area in Guatemalan volcanoes of Fuego and Santa Maria, as well as Pacaya. So those seismograms are actually showing an uptick, but nothing too noteworthy. So there's nothing to be too alarmed of. A few larger magnitude volcanic earthquakes punctuated an otherwise slowly decreasing trend of seismicity at San Cristobal volcano in Nicaragua, and volcanic tremor amplitude continues to be unstable at Maya volcano, and frequent low amplitude volcanic activity and earthquakes plague the area in and around Concepcion volcano. Other than that, there's been some unrest over in Revondor volcano in Ecuador. Coming by strong degassing, low frequency seismicity is also noted with slight tremors. And other than that, there hasn't been any noteworthy activity in regards to that. But in political
okay,
news,
and I wanna also before we jump into some political news,
certainly
with the earth changes and why we cover it is because we know for a fact the North Pole has left the North Pole. The geomagnetic poles of the earth are shifting. There's things happening. There's things changing. December 21st happened. It wasn't the end of the world. No one ever said that. It was a change of energies, of consciousness. That's what's happening. But these changes, these earth changes are still happening. They're still speeding up. They're going to be happening for a while now as this transformation happens. So we want to cover this stuff just so people are aware. If there's a solar flare, a big X class or M flare that takes out the grid, or you're feeling sick all of a sudden, you don't know why, you feel like you want to throw up all day, it could be a solar flare that hits. Something, you know, people go crazy sometimes when they're feeling a certain way. They think they're going nuts.
It is
and then, you know, you listen,
yeah. Yeah, solar activity does affect the melatonin and serotonin levels in the body. So
absolutely.
That is a proven fact.
Yeah, and that's why people need to be aware. So when they get moody or they're fighting with their spouse, they don't know why they're feeling crazy. It could be an M flare that hits. And just a few weeks ago, we had a bunch of people over the house, had a few friends, and we're all feeling sick all day. Remember that, Ryan? It was like a couple months ago.
I remember that.
And I was like, what, all day long. And then you came on the show that night and you're like, yeah, a huge, you know, solar flare hit yesterday and everyone's like that. That's why, of course. Energetically, things have shifted where we're very much more in tune with the harmonics of the planet and things like that. So people need to be aware. That's what we talk about. It's not about fear of earthquakes or this and that. It's about energetically be aware of this stuff. So now let's jump into some fun stuff, which people call politics, or you could just say like the big show. But
the big show is dealing with a huge issue, and that issue is gun control and more of it. As hundreds of gun owners and Second Amendment advocates rallied in state capitals nationwide Saturday, days after President Barack Obama on Wednesday unveiled a sweeping package of federal gun control proposals, and some 600 attendees in Austin, Texas carried gun signs bearing messages such as "Armed society is a polite society" and "The Second Amendment comes from God." About 2,000 people, many carrying American flags and "Don't tread on me" banners, you know, the ones, the yellow ones with the snake on, turned out for the chilly outdoor rally at the New York State Capitol in Albany. The Guns Across America rallies, which activists promoted primarily via social networks and media, were basically an outcry against what was being pushed by such people as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's signing this week of the nation's toughest assault weapon and magazine restrictions. And Republican Assemblyman Steve McCall, in response, told the crowd in Albany, New York, that New York's new law was an abuse of power by the governor. They're basically showing that they're going, I think, they're definitely overstepping the line. And as again, Thomas Jefferson said this too, once they go after the you'll know when the Second Amendment is in jeopardy, when they're trying to take it, because that's a protocol that you're supposed to have for the people to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's actually an inalienable right to actually, you can't extricate the Second Amendment. So I concur in this aspect in a constitutional perspective. And this is an outrage against humanity. What we're seeing in regards to, one protester said, Robert Candy of Woolworth said that it's just basically an outright abomination on humanity. So police in Connecticut said about 1,000 people showed up on the Capitol grounds in Hartford, and that was only 50 miles from the site of last month's shooting in Newton Sandy Hook Elementary School, which totally started this whole gun control debate, where 26 people, unfortunately, had their lives taken. Demonstrators there urged the state and federal authorities not to introduce new restrictions on gun ownership, and task force created by legislature and Connecticut government, Governor Daniel Malloy, basically says changes the state and gun laws. And so this is a further eroding, most likely, of our gun rights. And what they're going to do is they're going to reduce the size in magazines, most likely, have increased background checks, and also do psych evaluation at schools. So they're going to open more centers so they can actually deal with the problem. But, again, it does go against our Second Amendment right. I do understand the consternation and the outcry, and I concur with it. So I don't know how you feel about this, Jonah, but are you there?
Well, yeah, it's obviously that the leadership of the country is not led by the people or even listens to the people anymore.
No.
Or
especially when
any that even matters anymore. Because everything either gets executive ordered by Obama, which means he just signs it, even the people vote against it, or Congress says,
exactly,
no, we don't want it into law. Obama says, oh, well, it's going to be law anyways. He signs it, like the MDAA Act that he did.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me. It's just more of, you know, the show. What else?
Exactly.
What else? You know, but you have to be aware of it, because there's so many people that still watch CNN and MSNBC, and they're watching this stuff, and they put such a spin on it. It's unbelievable. You really got to check out alternative news, like naturalnews.com, what really happened. You know, there's a lot of good sites in there which strictly just put out just news articles about, you know, the real side, or the other side, I should say, to a lot of stories out there.
Yeah. Definitely.
Now let's jump into something else that's politically involved, which is the gun control. What is going on with the government now, again, trying to confiscate or take guns away from the people, our Second Amendment right?
Well, again, as I just covered, the Second Amendment right is being eroded in the sense that they're going to increase the background checks. They're going to have basically more centers, about 8,000 new centers, so they can do psychological background checks in and around schools.
But what does that mean for the people? Like if that stuff gets passed,
and reduce size of magazine, and possibly taking away the semi-automatic altogether. So those are basically the things that will be implemented in regards to more stringent gun control, and that's basically appended to the previous story, which is why they're fighting right now to go against the ridiculousness, I'd say, on Capitol Hill of trying to implement more stringent gun control measures. What they should do is have better security at schools. Okay, that's the bottom line. And the matter of the fact is, at that school, they said there were possibly more than one shooter, Jonah. You do know that, right? You heard that?
And they also said that at the Batman guy movie theater shooting.
Colorado as well.
Yeah, and they said at the other shooting. Of course, you know, these things are they're planned. They're for a reason. They're not just spontaneous people on Prozac that are freaking out. This is like heavy-duty psyop mind control stuff. The guy's father was like the head guy for DARPA, which everyone knows what DARPA is, you know, with the U.S. government. There's not just by chance this stuff happens, people, you know. People read the news or like watch it and they're like, oh, it's just a crazy guy at the movie theater shooting. No.
Yeah.
Look into it.
Not at all. Research a little bit. You'll find out a little more about that. But in other news, the working Americans may have noticed their paychecks like shrank a little bit, maybe by $20 to $30.
Please enlighten everyone to what is going on with money just magically missing from everybody's paycheck.
Definitely.
Ryan, this is everybody in the country.
This is everyone in the country. It doesn't matter what your pay bracket is. If you made more, you in a sense lost more. So if you made $113,000 annually, each biweekly paycheck would decline by $87. So if you were making $816, $818, your check, biweekly check, would contract by $32.75. So it's a tax on the individual because you increase. Have a 2 percentage point reduction in the Social Security tax, and this hits American workers.
Well,
and
it's not a tax. Chris Rock would say that's a jack.
Yeah, that's a jack.
As Chris Rock would say, you know, you
Chris
didn't get
Rock
taxed. They just take your money. You know, it's not like that's a jack. That's just like they don't ask, hey, do you want to pay this tax for this new bill? No. This is getting passed, and we're taking your money.
So the numbers for anybody who hasn't checked their paycheck won't get paid until 2013, until a later amount. So for someone who makes the U.S. average private sector, again, of that amount, has lost anywhere from between $32 and $87.
You know what? There was probably 5 million depressed Americans this week because their paycheck was lower, and they're looking at it, and they're like, damn. Working all these hours and it's lower even less. Like, what am I doing? And they have no clue that
they
the
have
money's
no
missing
clue why they lost
of, like,
the money.
A law that was just passed that probably no one even
was
you know
to avert the fiscal
about.
Cliff. But wait, Jonah, the fiscal cliff, it doesn't end. Last debt ceiling debate indicates more economic hurt likely is another fight loom.
And what does that mean in English for the American people?
In English for the American people, it means the debate continues. If you remember, all that the fiscal cliff aversion did was push it back to March 1st. So we have limited time until another possible recession dip occurs.
We know they're just going to get bailed out again. They're just
bail out again.
Yeah, you could spend more money. It's all digital. It's all digital.
You'll bail out again. You'll bail out again, and then you'll do another 2-point drop.
They're like, yeah, print some more derivatives.
You'll take in a tap into Social Security further, and you'll have maybe another like $20 on top that someone loses. So back to those numbers, you'll have people losing 40 to 120, depending on how much they make annually. So there you go. Uncle Sam, taken from you.
Like we said, Chris Rock.
You're getting jacked.
By the government once again. You know, it goes back to a stupid law like they passed, like, there's no dancing allowed at the Jefferson Memorial. It's like, what?
Oh.
mean there's no dancing allowed? Thomas Jefferson, that guy was one of the, like, the founding fathers. What do you mean I can't dance?
Founding fathers, Declaration of Independence.
You know what I'm saying? It, there's like, what, right. Or what about the kids in you know, Florida and Illinois that are wearing the RFID tags now,
yeah.
Like at school? They gotta wear, all kids are wearing chips at school to track,
yeah,
the kids to see where they're going in between class. Like, this stuff is happening. It's crazy.
Hey, Dylan, you gotta know where your kids are going.
Well, I think most of the parents that the kids are chipped, they probably don't even know the kids are being chipped. I wonder if the schools even sent letters home to the parents.
That
was, hey, we're now going to chip your kids at school to make sure he gets a class on time.
Right? It's ridiculous.
It is. Well, hold on right there, Ryan. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we wrap up, I want to talk about some more big articles that we talked about earlier. So hang on right there. We're going to hear some more Ash Ruiz from his new EP album just released. We'll be right back.
I got this driving beat that keeps pulling me towards a destiny of universal unity, where innocence is the sun that feeds all, life that breeds all, breath that breathes all beings into freeing themselves from the prison of time to the cages of minds, the wonders of light in this new dawn's first sight. I thought that innocence was lost, but it's not. I thought the years had locked it up, taped it down in a past. I swore I'd never get it back, but it's what I've got. When I am willing to let go, open up before.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
All right, welcome back to the show. We're now joined with Ryan Matthew Dernick, and we're talking about all different updates around the world and stuff like that. And really what it boils down to, Ryan, let's just take a minute. What it boils down to is everyone getting the right information where we can live sustainably together, meaning that getting information like Tesla technology, zero-point energy, free energy, stuff like that, out to the people where everyone has this abundance. That's what we need to create to make the real shift. What we're trying to do is raise consciousness to shift people's minds so they could even get into even thinking like that. Because most of my friends in the city in South Florida don't even know what self-sustainable is. I'm talking, you know what self-sustainable is? They're like, what, solar power? They don't even know. You know, it's like, I'm lucky to live here in Asheville where most people are awakened to that. But what it boils down to is we're trying to get this information out, news, politics, to wake people up to there's a lot bigger picture going on than the matrix that's playing out. That's really it. We're just in a nutshell, just waking people up to the reality that this
is contagious.
Exactly. Just you talking this information and me talking this information, when certain people hear it, it's activating to them. It carries a frequency. It's why people ohm. It's why you do singing bowls. It's carrying that frequency. You know, that frequency, that tone is what can help transform it, harmonics, move energy. It's very powerful. I mean, and this information is ancient technology, you know. So we talk a lot about wars in Japan and China, which I want to talk about because, you know, there's stuff going on with that. And these are things to be aware of because the change that we've been talking about is here. It's happened. It's coming, which is a change in the way we're living. A new society, a sustainable society. But there's going to be some rough edges around the corner, as always, when transformation happens. So that's why we're just making people aware of the stuff that's happening. So with that, let's jump into China and Japan. What is going on with China and Japan? They've been going back and forth, warning each other.
As we've been covering for a while now, Jonah, both nations are preparing for a possible military clash if the dispute escalates further. The Japanese say that the Senkaku Islands and the Chinese consider the Diaoyu Islands. Basically, it's reached a point where both China and Japan are planning military exercises in preparation for war. As I reported about a little over a month ago, they had the Operation Keen Sword, where you had 10,000 soldiers, U.S. soldiers, alongside 34,000 Japanese soldiers. And they were doing some exercises, mock exercises, if you will, centered around a battle that was a skirmish, hypothetically, possibly linked to fighting over these islands. And these islands basically are at the forefront right now, really, because what's going on is it's a fight over energy. There's oil futures, there's natural gases in the area and around there. It would be a good point if you wanted to expand an empire. And China is growing. That's the other thing that's going on here. Japan feels that China is growing. They're becoming more and more superpower. So Japan is becoming more and more nationalistic. At the same time, you also have nationalistic pride increasing as well as in China. So experts are interpreting basically what's going on is increasing pressure by the Chinese from the Chinese upon the Japanese in regards to the dispute to relax in the tensions, because in 2011's report from the Chinese there was no discussion of any war. Now there's 10 points that they talk of that in regards to war strategy with the Japanese. So this is an issue that is escalating, and a situation that's escalating, and hopefully we can find a silver lining, and measures will be found to we can actually find a peaceful plan for this, and not have something that will increase to some kind of conflict that we don't really need when we have so many things going on in the Middle East. And other tensions growing over there with Iran in regards to Israel and other countries like Syria since the last 20
and
months.
This is why people need to start waking up so this stuff could stop. The only way it's going to stop is if the people wake up to stop it. That's it. And people are like, oh, it's love, it's hippie, this and that. No, it's getting information out so everyone stops it because it's the only way it's going to stop. So with that, Ryan, thank you as always for coming on the show. Check out your thing. Your website, your blog, bellwetherpost.com, always great information. With finance.